Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you, before this service, asking that you be with our hearts and minds today, and that you're able to help us to let go of the cares of the world for a while so we can wholly focus on you. We pray that as we go throughout this service, that we pray that as we partake of the Lord's Supper, that we do so in a way that is pleasing in your sight. And as we sing songs of praises to you, that that's beauty to your ears. We pray for those that are not able to be with us this morning and feel the love that we have for you and for each other. And we pray that whatever might be hindering them, that that you could help that, if that be your will. Please be with the men taking a part this morning, that we have a ready remembrance of what we prepared, and that and we pray that everything we do is pleasing in your sight. And we pray all these things through your Son Jesus' name. Amen.
Let's turn to number 587. I appreciate that no one thought I was consistent enough. He just started to say the numbers are up there. Sorry, I just had too much to do this morning to prep, but I just couldn't get up there. 587. Let's sing the song twice, please.
Or there, I'll be with you. If you would like, you can turn to Luke chapter 22. Luke chapter 22. In verse 39, it reads, "Coming out, he went to the Mount of Olives, as he was accustomed, and his disciples also followed him. When he came to the place, he said to them, 'Pray that you may not enter into temptation.' And he withdrew from them about a stone's throw, and he knelt down and prayed, saying, 'Father, if it is your will, take this cup away from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but yours be done.' Then an angel appeared to him from heaven, strengthening him. And being in agony, he prayed more earnestly. And then his sweat became like great drops of blood falling down to the ground. When he rose up from the prayer, and he had come to his disciples, he found them sleeping from sorrow. And he said to them, 'Why do you sleep? Rise and pray, lest you enter into temptation.'" Before he went to the garden, Jesus instituted the Lord's Supper. He told his disciples to do this as often as you gather in remembrance of me, remembrance of that great sacrifice that he gave for us. As he's praying here in the garden, we see the agony coming upon him. His sweat became as great drops of blood. Knowing what was about to happen to him, knowing that he was about to be given over into the hands of the Romans to be crucified, put on that cross for us, for all his disciples that would come after him. And he did this knowing that he could have done something on his own, but that was not his will. That was not the will of his Father. His Father had planned for him to do this. From the very beginning, from Genesis, we read that Satan would bruise his heel, but Jesus would bruise Satan's head. But it had to come through this sacrifice that he was about to give. So as we partake the Lord's Supper this morning, let's remember his sacrifice that he gave for us. His body that hung on that cross, and his blood that was given as the perfect sacrifice for us. If you would, let's bow as we offer thanks for the bread. Our God and our Father in heaven, we humbly come before you, thankful for this day, and this being the first day of the week, Father, to remember your Son and his sacrifice on that cross for our sins. As we partake of this bread, Father, please help us to remember his body that was beaten, that was bruised, that was battered for us, Father, that as we go through our lives, we remember the price that was paid for our sins. Father, help us to do this in remembrance of him with the hope that he gives us of eternal life to come after this life. We pray these things in Christ's name. Amen. Let's again offer thanks. In like manner, our Heavenly Father, we're thankful for this fruit of the vine. As we remember the blood of your Son as it was shed on that cross for our sins, help us, Father, to live a life that's worthy of that cleansing.
Let's turn to number 547. 547. After the song, we have a connection with it. I chose this song to remind us of the great God that we serve, the provisions that He makes, the goodness that He has, and the plans that He has for us. And I see this as a light of thinking about a collection of sacrifices we want to make this point. How much trust we put in them to give generously and not worry about them at this time. 527. That is the
so much to live humbly, especially as we look around the world and see how many Christians live in other places and so richly here. So let's remember those blessings that you guys are out in prayer at this time. Our Heavenly Father, we are thankful for everything that you've given us, for everything in this life, all that you bless us with, that we may be content and not have worry in our lives, all of us, to be able to serve you, to give back a portion of what you prospered us, Father. Help us go to the work here, continue spreading your word in this area throughout the world. We pray all these things in Christ's name.
Please turn to number 434. Brother Randy will bring us a lesson to prepare after this song. 434. Let's omit the second verse. 1, 3, and 4. Omit the second. We're going to see the first two verses.